From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, July 3rd, 2015. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star, Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Gratton is recommending the New York State Authority Budget Office conduct an investigation into the lending practices of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation instead of the Board of Supervisors. In a memorandum to the full board on Thursday, July 2nd, Gratton also expressed the belief that the ABO should advise the CEDC on how to reconstruct. On June 10th, the board appointed Supervisors Art Baer and John Riley to conduct an audit of the agency's lending practices after a report released in April by the ABO found potential conflicts of interest related to the proposed Ginsburg's development deal and other related issues. After consultation with legal counsel, Gratton is now of the opinion that the ABO has the authority to investigate CEDC actions. He intends to put forward a resolution that would rescind the board's June 10th action and hand the matter over to the ABO for investigation. The full board is expected to take action on the measure at its next meeting on Wednesday, July 8th. Read the full story in the Register-Star. Katie Kajansky is reporting in the Register-Star, the Columbia Economic Development Corporation has taken the final steps toward approving the Ginsburg's Foods land sale deal. At a special board meeting last week, Vice President Mary Bartolotta was given permission to execute the land sale contract and any other documents associated with the food distributor's expansion project. The decision comes after the New York State Authority's Budget Office investigators determined the transfer of the property to Ginsburg's for less than fair market value and without public advertising was consistent with the intent of state law. In the same report, the ABO has also found potential conflicts of interest with the four CEDC board members. Read the full story in the Register-Star. The Associated Press is reporting Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said on Thursday, July 2nd, the economic impact of tourism in New York State was more than $100 billion in 2014, an all-time high. The governor said an economic impact report conducted by the research firm Tourism Economics found New York was the most visited state by overseas travelers for the 14th year in a row. Tourism had a more than $62 million direct impact on the state's economy from people and companies providing goods and services to travelers. Read the full story in the Times Union. Enjoy the holiday weekend.